Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hello, welcome to the devotional. And today we are going to see Joseph. And in Acts chapter 7, verse 9, it says that God was with Joseph. Now, beloved, if you look at Joseph's outward appearance, it seemed that God was not with him. Externally, it looked like God had abandoned him. But, you know, it is so important for us to see that man looks at the outside, but God looks into the heart. The Bible says in Acts 7:9 that the Lord was with Joseph. Now, if you remember how his brothers envied him because his father loved him, his brothers tried to kill him, put him in a pit. Then they sold Joseph to Ishmaelite merchants, and they sold him as a slave in a foreign country. Yet God was with him. He was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, and he was put in prison, but God was with him. Well, what is the secret? Joseph had a great communion with the Most High God. Joseph had a conscience of God as he lived in the very presence of God. He was a God-fearing man. Remember when Potiphar's wife accused him? What did Joseph say? Did he say that, "Oh, I have sinned against Potiphar"? You know, there are a lot of times we see that when unbelievers, when they get into trouble, they say, "Oh, because I have sinned against my parents, or I have sinned against my friend, or I haven't done good enough to my wife." They see in a very horizontal way. They see sin in a horizontal way. Joseph did not say, "Oh, how shall I do this great wickedness and sin against this woman?" He did not say that. But Joseph said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Isn't that what exactly King David saw? And King David said, "Against thee only have I sinned." Beloved, as Christians, we need to see sin vertically against God that we have sinned. We have sinned against God. We have violated the laws of God. And Joseph lived in the very presence of God. And he was a God-fearing man. Beloved, how we need to live daily in the presence of God. Many times, many are going to church, and many they feel the presence of God at the church when they are with in fellowship, hearing the word of God, singing hymns to the Lord. But when they leave the church, they don't feel any presence of God. They have no conscience of God. And again, when they go back to church the next week, they feel that presence. This is not how it should be. We should live in the very presence of God every single day. We should have the conscience of God. As a God-fearing man, we need to see that God is looking at us. And we need to have that communication, relationship with God every single day. And beloved, and I pray that we will be changed and conformed to the image of Christ, that we will have that relationship with God every single day, that we would have a conscience of God in our life, in our conduct, in our behavior, how we talk, and how we live. that we would be God-fearing men for the glory of God. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer.